Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we're having an awesome day today. Thank you for this amazing time that we're in together. Thank you for this glorious gospel that keeps expanding. Scandalous, beyond human, beyond all, wow, logical limitations. Thank you that all things are possible in you. Life and immortality are going to shape the future. Oneness is going to shape the future. Woo. Thank you, guys. Thank you, everybody, for coming. We don't know who's going to show up. There was no registration on this or anything. But we've seen something. We have seen something, and we will use every method to participate in it. Whether it's the podcasts or YouTube or Joy Fests or gatherings like this, we have seen the scandalous gospel and been possessed by it. Channeling life and immortality beyond human limitation, beyond human comprehension. Yeah. And this world keeps expanding to the increase of his government and peace. There is no end. It keeps growing and growing and growing. And I'm amazed at the consciousness shift that's going on over the earth right now and the different people that are connecting together. And God's opened so many doors for us to connect to people that are shaping reality. People who are possessed with wild dreams for a wild world, a new earth, a new heaven, even changing the stars and galaxies. A cosmic gospel for all creation's groaning. That'll never be in a local church. And I don't see many people opening their doors to animals. I thought they were included. Yeah, I mean, I've seen animals get whacked. They love it. Dogs do. Dogs love the whack. And nature responds, and all creation is, and no cathedral can contain the gospel. No building can contain it. You can't contain it. And there's a company of people that are getting possessed by that, and it's so different to what we're in that there's no bridge in it, really, I don't think. It's like Abraham, leave your father and mother and your name, your identity, your country, your house, your genetics, your lineage, and become a new name with a new genetics, a new lineage, a new house. That's a picture of shifting from earth into the heavens. Abraham's a prototype of the heavenly people who are swallowed up by immortality, by the way, and get their bodies regenerated and get some va-va-voom back in the bedroom. And it says in Romans 4 that this was written for us also. This is written for us also. Glory. Glory in the bedroom. Glory on in your life. Glory on you. Come on. I love one translation of the story of Genesis where Sarah hears that she's going to have a child. I think it's either the Moffat translation. It might be. She says, marriage bliss for an old woman like me? And then it goes, and the guy answers, yes, marriage bliss for an old woman like you. And she has a body quickened. And she looks like a babe. She's babelicious. She's Babraham. She's Babraham. And the gospel's so scandalous, we've got to open our eyes and believe it and see it and not anchor and tether into this old cult of death that we've inherited. We've got to break with it. God's breaking up with it. Let it get recycled. It's okay. Recycling's harmless. It's not the packaging that matters. It's the life. It's the life. Don't lament over it. I was lamenting over all these churches that have changed use in this town. And God said, don't lament over that. It's recycling. He said, that's great if there are art centres or museums. They're getting used. They've done their job. They can't take us where I'm going, because I'm just going to read a controversial verse. I've actually been persecuted over this verse, but I'm okay because it's biblical. Yeah? And it shall come to pass in the last days. Very nice. And it shall come to pass in the last days. God declares. So God's saying this. So I'm okay with that. I'm going to stand behind that because that sounds pretty safe, that I will pour out my spirit upon all mankind, everyone, all people. Just deal with it. It's happening. You know, I was preaching that in a huge prophetic conference in America. It was on TV and everything, and the guy leading it pulled me up afterwards. He said, "You surely can't believe God's going to pour his spirit out on all people." That verse is wrongly translated. It should say he's going to pour it out on the church. I mean, when they spoke that, they spoke it over all the nations that had gathered in Jerusalem. There was no church. Churchiness hadn't happened yet. We hadn't had that affliction yet. So he's going to pour out his spirit on all flesh, and they will have what? This is where it gets interesting. So firstly, does God pour water on people? Does he walk around with a jug? Water, 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 pour out, water, pour out. No, it's frequency. All your waves and breakers have crashed over me. So what's happening on all flesh? A frequency. A vibrations all over the world. And it's in our media, it's in our books, it's in our culture, it's in the meditation culture, it's in those who love Harry Potter. Harry Potter. I'm not advocating Harry Potter, but what I see is a frequency of awakening that we can be judgmental about it, or we can see, oh, actually, even physics is changing. Physics is talking about frequency, energy, vibration. Even quantum computing, that is not what we think this world is, a connected world. You could connect to someone remotely. I love all that. You know, they've done some brilliant experiments on quantum entanglement on couples. They can take a husband in one room and a wife in others. I've got this in science books. And they can put all the measurements on your body and they can say to the husband, "I want you to see your wife in your imagination and hug her. Love her." Do you know what happens? Every single measurement on her body shows that she's been hugged, even though they're not in the same room. This is science. And there's book after book after book talking about this. Oh, they don't talk about it in school. Of course they don't. Because school's not there to turn you into a beyond human. You know, the inventor of the education system said, the person who invented the education system, I'm quoting them, said, "We don't want thinkers, we want workers." Yeah, the education system sucks. How do we know it sucks? They don't teach you how to become a millionaire. They don't teach you money, they don't teach you markets, they don't teach you financial intelligence. They teach you how to have a slave wage and do a slave job and invest your pension in their companies. Yeah, well, part of the machine culture that's come in, because I've seen all this, is going to free us to do what are we made to do. Because we've all got a dance, a song, an energy, a vibration that's unique. And that's why I started preaching on the well-being economy, because the Lord took me through the timeline and there is no money economy in the future. It's all about, are you well? Are you happy? Are you fulfilling what you were made for? And the nations measure each other on that measure. It's called the joy economy or well-being economy. You could call it the destiny book economy. Turns out it's called the well-being economy. So I started speaking this on the podcast and a guy who'd written 4 books on it got in touch with me. Said, "I want to know what you know about this." And he had me on his podcast. Me, Justin, a guy in Pontypridd, who doesn't know anything about maths. Rachel does it all. And I'm on a well-being economy. Why? Because I'm part of something. You're part of something. If we keep living in the separation mindset from Yahweh, we miss out on the realm of life, the realm of wisdom, that you have the mind of Christ. You can ascend into wisdom, ascend into knowledge. And you're going, "I can't do that." You can. Let's break limitation. What's that belief system that's standing in your gateway that says you can't access wisdom, you can't access understanding? This is my personality, my personal reality. Or can you break those limiting beliefs and start to live in a higher consciousness? We're hooked up to the source. We're in Yod Hey Vav-Hey. We're in the name. We're in the name. We pray in the name. The name's a dimensional realm of union. We have free access to that. And this isn't a condemnation message, by the way. This is meant to dial up your joy. I'm not condemning anyone because there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. You're already in. What I'm trying to do is provoke you to be authentic. You are more than you can ever imagine. You are greater than you can ever imagine. You are the children of God. You have his DNA. It says in Peter, you have been seeded with divine DNA. You have his record. He is the blueprint of a new species. Jesus is the firstborn over many brethren. Whatever Jesus is what we are now. And you know, I went to this huge prophetic conference in America, and it's one of the, you know, they're all into it. And they pulled me aside, said, there's certain things you can't talk about here. I was like, okay. So I'm wondering what it was going to be. Don't mention teleportation. And don't mention telepathy. Don't mention that. Teleportation. Who'd want that? I mean, who wants to teleport? I mean, I was telling you over breakfast, wasn't I, Claire? The teleportation experiences I've had. I love teleporting. Who doesn't want shortcuts? Shortcuts are cool. So who doesn't want a teleportation or two? My friends David and Jen that I've been involved with for years, they had a car come towards them and they literally went through the car unharmed. They saw through every part of the car in slow motion. That happened to Jeff Jansen. I'm all for that. I kind of think that's better than dying in a car crash. Oh, but you can't talk about that. Why? Who decided this? You know, Bill Johnson talks about this. He says, people always say to me, I only want what's in the Bible, brother. Okay. Lion, ox, eagle, man. Lion, ox, eagle, man. Oh, wheels. Oh, ah. Stigmatas. Oh. Being pulled up by your hair. I want to be biblical. I'm fed up of pastors saying we're a biblical church. No, you're not. You are a gateway blocking religious system that is blocking the future of humanity. And it's time that prophets start to prophesy what God's saying, not what their denomination likes and sells tickets and makes people go on their website. Oh dear. Oh dear. Yeah, let's get to the point where people start to stone the prophets again because we're speaking something that so breaks the culture. Because I'm not seeing the prophets breaking the culture right now. I'm seeing them reinforce the culture. They're tethering to politics. And let me tell you this, and this is the truth, they all got it wrong about Trump. Some of you are grinning. Some of you are like, oh no, get me out of here. What else is he going to go for? I'm going to go for whatever God's going after. And he is pouring out wave patterns of energy, spirit, vibration, winds and waters over the earth like waters covering the seas. This is escaping Christianity. We're not Christianizing the world. It's the kingdom of heaven, not the religion of Christianity. Because that has traditions, systems, buildings. People wear these funny costumes. I had a thing on today where I had five women who were priests. They were wearing funny costumes. And the archbishop, he has a fish hat with Pisces on it. He actually has, he's under the stars. He has Pisces. Look, Google it. With a fish hat. Piscean. Locking us into another age. Governed by the stars, where his vanity and chasing after the winds. Because it's part of the same system. With the king as the head or the queen. I'm available for invites to your local church. They have costumes, guys. It's a theater. And it's blinding people, saying this is how you think, this is how you act, this is how you should be. Sucking the life out of it, sucking the dance trance out of it, sucking the mysteries out of it, sucking the wonders. No, oh, you can't do oils, that's New Age. There's like 1,600, I think, verses on oils in the Bible. It's, even in the New Testament, it says, anoint with them the sick with oil and pray for them. Why? Because oil changes your frequency and within seconds penetrates your whole body. Frankincense, they've released it in rooms as smoke. It will destroy every single virus that's in a room. They did an experiment. I watched an hour lecture. You know they used to have the frankincense? Why? Because it was destroying viruses. And they're doing science on it now. And the Bible's full of oil. Anoint them with oil. Pray with oil. And the church says, oh, it's New Age. And then crystals. Oh, you can't be into crystals. Your iPhone has a crystal in it. Your quartz watch. I'm just going to just throw it out there. There's a clue in the name. I don't believe in crystals in my church. What time is it, Pastor? Oh, nearly time for lunch. Is that a quartz watch? Do you have an iPhone? Oh, quartz, crystals. Crystalline. Do you know that your body's made of crystals? The bone structure is crystal. You are a crystal being. It's a form of crystal. Look it up. We're crystal beings on a crystal sea with crystals everywhere, with crystals on the high priest's chests. And they all have a frequency and a color and a vibration and a transformative effect when energy passes through them. All that you have is already here. And God's looking for a company of people who untether from fear because it's all about fear. Don't touch that crystal. What's going to happen if I touch that amethyst? Don't have oil, you know, heaters in your room that make the oil fragrance. Have the plug-in ones with toxic chemicals. That's great because it's technology. Don't have telepathy. Have television. It's great. It's technology. You can't go to space, but can I go in a rocket? So it's holy in a rocket, but it's unclean if I do it in an out-of-body experience. Do you see what I'm saying? We're hitting systems here where they're saying if you do it by the strength of humanity, it's okay. But if you do it in the spirit, it's witchcraft. We're saying it's okay to go to Mars in a rocket, but I've been to Mars in the spirit. I've sat there. I felt the ground. Spacey. You can't go to Mars? Why not? I'm in him, he's in me. And where's God? For he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. You have the capacity in you to go anywhere. One time Jesus took me right through space, and this is the short version, I flew through these red stars in Andromeda, then blue stars, and came back. I looked it up online. NASA had released a photograph showing that Andromeda's got a ring of orange stars with an inner circle of blue stars. You know, when I went, and they said, because the gravity in the center is not allowing the blue stars to become fully formed and mature. When I was in the blue stars with Jesus, they said this, I heard them speak, we need you. And I'd never seen online that there was blue stars in Andromeda in the core and red stars. I saw it in the spirit and they said, they need us. Do we think rockets are going to get us to Andromeda? Do you know the speed of light's the maximum speed? A million light years away or something. So that means there has to be shortcuts. Or how can we govern creation? So maybe it's time to learn shortcuts. Maybe teleportation should be talked about. Jesus was a teleporter. It says when he was walking on water and then he went into the boat, immediately the boat was at the shore. Shortcuts. Shifting dimensions, we could call it. Now, I've got whacked for many years, and I was with these scientists, and they were doing quantum physics. They were creating light technology computers that God had shown them. And the computer was so small that they were developing the main light filament in quantum physics, right? So they took me to the factory. I didn't go in. They wanted me to, but I didn't feel like I wanted to. But they were making computers that were so small, they're unseen. They were making them with quantum particles, with the blueprint God had given them to use light technology instead of binary code. Now, I kept getting whacked. Whenever that realm came on me, I went, oh, I'm drunk. The guy who was governing that project and still is, he called it dimensional shift. Did you know the whack is dimensional shift? So I keep getting whacked, and he goes, dimensional shift. He had a massive living room, probably the size of this room, with the most beautiful white carpet. When I arrived, they were so pleased to see me. They listened to the podcast. They were welcoming me. I spilt black coffee on that sucker, on this beautiful thing. And they're all, oh, it's fine. It's so good to see you. I said, I think I'm tired. Can I have another one? I want to go to my room. I went to my room. It was this beautiful white carpet. I put my cup down. I went to take my top off. I knocked the cup over and I spilled black coffee right across. Thank you very much. Dimensional shift. But they still loved me. They would rather a new carpet and have me. We got to allow messes. We want the mystical without mess. We'll never get it. Forget your carpet. Forget your tidy Sunday service where nothing ever happens and we're all bored to tears and can't wait to get out of there. Some people are laughing, some people are cringing. So shifting dimensions, bringing higher awareness and different states of being. Let me say it again and see if you think this is accurate. I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh. Pretty obvious. Okay, so it's already broken out of the box. And it's going to keep breaking out of the box as waves and breakers. And what's the fruit of the spirit being poured out as energy? What's the fruit? They will have visions. Dreams, they will have expanded consciousness, in other words. They'll begin to see new realities, hear new realities, experience new realities, and they get blueprints. Oh, there's a new solution for cars. There's a new solution for water. There's a new solution for food production. There's a new AI. Whew. So there is change in the air. Can you feel that? There's change in the air. Arise, my love, my beautiful companion, and run with me. Get your legs going. Run. Don't dilly-dally anymore and come to the higher place, for now is the time to arise. I wrote this in my Beyond Human book. There is an ache deep down inside that we are made for something more. A dream that simply doesn't go away. As the prophetic writer C.S. Lewis once said, if I find in myself desires which nothing in this world can satisfy, the only logical explanation is that I was made for another world. That other world is calling, that other world is where we belong. At first it was a gentle whisper echoing in the backs of our minds, haunting our subconscious dreams. Now it's a shout. It booms loudly through high definition Hollywood, super movies, supernatural TV shows, mystical books and spirit saturated culture. And it's everywhere. You look at Joe Rogan, the biggest podcast in the world, you know, 50 million people who ever listened to him. And they're always talking about this consciousness shift, and they're talking about chemicals, plant chemicals, DMT, ayahuasca, mushroom, plant medicine, consciousness shift. How do we get into that realm? There's an appetite for that realm. And they're willing to take DMT to just have a 6-minute flight, chemical ignition into that reality when we've been planted there. We have free access there. We have DMT. We breathe them in, breathe them out, breathe them in, breathe them out. Before you know it, you're flying and it's clean with no hangover, no side effects. You know, I know Christians that are doing ayahuasca and all this other stuff, and okay, that's up for them. But I don't see Therese Ravavla taking mushroom soup before she levitated around the auditorium. I don't see Catherine of, you know, of Siena smoking DMT before she went up, or Julian of Norwich. I'm not against people exploring, hear me right, but for me, I'm hooked into something. I'm hooked into a new life, a new world, a new reality, a new way of being, a new way of living in Christ, a new creation, a new creature. I'm doors and gates. I am the wormhole that creation's looking for. I am the rocket ship that goes to the stars. I am the one that sees Andromeda. What no eye has seen, I've seen it. What no ear has heard, I've heard it. I am the one that walks with angels. I found a name for that, Philangelus. Sounds like a disease. Philangela. How's your Philangelus? You could get an ointment for that. I am Philangelus, and I step into it. I've stepped into it here. I am Philangelus, a friend of angels. And what you honor, you attract. And then they show up and they talk to you and they start to speak to you and engage you because you are powerful. You are doors. You are gates. You are able to create that reality around you through honor. Life flows through honor. And yet the church says you can't talk to angels. I mean, that's all I heard growing up. You can't talk to angels. And I believed it, even though everybody in the Bible was talking to angels. Every saint in history was talking to the angels. Jesus is talking to angels. And Jesus is the blueprint of me. And he loves angels, but you're told, no, you can't talk to angels. And then they add this extra condition, you can when you die. Oh, can you kill me now? I'm so hungry for that. What am I exposing? I'm exposing limiting beliefs. If it feels like I'm tackling stuff, I am. I am breaking limiting beliefs because the truth will set you free. Breaking the lies that says it's unclean, because we've been told trances are unclean, ecstasies are unclean. Paul said, if I'm blissfully out of my mind in ecstasy, it's all God's fault. Paul didn't mind it. He warned them, Corinthians. He said to them, if I come to you and I'm out of my mind in ecstasy, it's for God. But if I'm sober and keeping it together, I'm doing it for you. So he warned them, he explained it. He said, the gospel's possessed me. And if I come to you, Corinthians, and I'm in ecstasis, out of my mind, he used the word ecstistemi. Ek means outside, stemi, where I'm standing. So some translations say besides myself. So he was out of himself in ecstasy. One translation says, if I seem like a fool, it's for God's glory. And yet he changed the world. Maybe we need to get more whacked. Maybe the issue isn't whack, it's the lack of whack. We need to get more whacked, more intoxicated, more inebriated until we have trances, ecstasies, raptures, dance trances. I was telling some friends the other day, I was with a guy called Jim Drown years ago, and he's led like 3 million people to the Lord doing evangelism in South America. And he showed me on his video these children in dance trances. All these children, hundreds and hundreds of children caught up in dance trances, crying, caught up. And I saw their faces, the ecstasis on their faces. And do you know what happened then? He said, watch what happened from that dance trance. The camera moves to the wheelchair section, and there's about 50 or more people in wheelchairs and cripples who can't walk as the children are in a dance trance, going for it, not waiting for the next song word. They're doing what we did tonight. They're in it. And they're caught up in it and they're crying. And I'm watching this video. He said, watch what happened. Suddenly 50 people stand up like zombies. Crippled, the lame people with neuronal disorders, they start walking across the field like a zombie army. I want that frequency. I want that energy. I want to see a gospel of power. I don't want a namby-pamby, pussy-footing, boring religion. I want the zombie section. I want kids in dance trances. When was the last time they said, let's go to church for a dance trance, kids? But because we've neglected this generation, they don't know who they are. Because we've serviced that religious hag instead of opening up the ecstasies. So they don't even know if they, you know, I was talking to some friends in America, in their school, their daughter's school, they got cat litter trays because some of the people identify as cats. In American high schools, you can identify as animals. Why? Because we've not shown them. We've not shown them the true identity of humanity is included and defined and sustained by Christ. And we've created a religious system of separation. We need to restore the ecstasies. We need to restore the dance trance. We need to restore the wonder. We need to restore the joy. Days of awe and wonder. We're just going to freak us out. I can't guarantee you're going to like it. But we'll like what comes from it. None of the Christians in the Bible felt thrilled when they felt like their loins were loosed. I want a few more meetings where that happens. Nancy was telling me in the car yesterday as I took her to London, she said the first time I saw Enoch in 1989, he came in the form, in the room, as visible lightning. He was in a non-human form of living lightnings in her house. And she said she nearly peed herself. Some of you are like, I don't want that kind of Christianity. I do. I'll have it. I'm saying it now. The other day I was praying here and at 11 o'clock at night and God literally possessed me. And I was praying and engaging for the sons and I was listening to the Lord praying through my body. And it was like I was expanded into all the saints. We were all in it together. For an hour and 15 minutes, God literally channeled through me. And he was saying, the sons must arise. The sons must arise. And I was joined and I was caught up in this ecstasy. And I came out of it at 12:15. And I was like, whoa. And God let me go. And I stopped praying. I was like, whoa. I started to walk to the door here, and there was a flash of light behind me. I turned round, and there was a portal here, a visible portal in the room of two cylindrical cones of energy interfacing with the future potentials distorting around it for us to choose what kind of future we want. I went online, I Googled it. It's a picture of space-time with your past being the bottom cone, but your unpredictable future, which you can define being the upward cone. And the upward cone was shimmering with light and rippling as the Lord was saying, you can create that future. And it was here, visible, about 3 foot in size. And then it disappeared. So I stayed here for another half an hour to see and just the presence of God. Hmm. 2 Corinthians 5:17, the old way is of seeing yourself and everyone else are over. Acquaint yourself with the new. Did you hear that? The old way of seeing yourself and everyone else is over. Paul took it to another level. He said, I can't look at another human in a, another person in a human fashion. He saw the scandal of the gospel. The treasure in the field, the spark within, the light that lights the heart of every man inside every human. Activating, all the nations will turn and remember. Can there be a frequency on your body that makes them remember? Can you be in such a frequency from your ascension that they remember? I've seen that many, many times. People have come up to me and went, I want what you've got. Or who are you? One woman said to me, what are you at the garage? What are you? That's powerful when they're saying, what are you? Not who are you, what are you? And she said, I know what you are. You're a life coach. I was like, you're right. We're life coaches. You're a life coach. All of you are life coaches. We're coaching the world back into life and immortality. You know, when I was in Australia with Nancy, we had this crazy visitation. It's a long story, but where we went to pick her up, She came into the car late. She was like, oh, I'm sorry I'm late. It's just wonderful. She's so wonderful, you know. She said, oh, I was just in the elevator, and there was a netball team in the elevator, and I just felt so much love for them. I put my hand on the one girl's shoulder, and she collapsed onto the floor in ecstasy. So I just had to stay with them for a while and lead them all to the Lord, but I'm sorry that I'm late. It got so good. The old ways of seeing yourself and everyone else are over, and even science is moving in this extra dimensions, multiverse, other universes. Wormhole technology. Listen to Stephen Hawking, the most intelligent man. He's passed away now. He said this: there are teeny wrinkles and voids in time. Ooh, wrinkles and voids in time. There's wrinkles and voids in time. Down at the smallest of scales, smaller than molecules, smaller than atoms, we get to a place called the quantum foam. Say quantum foam. This is where wormholes exist. Tiny tunnels or shortcuts through space and time constantly form, disappear, and reform within this quantum world. And they actually link two separate places and two separate times. Some scientists think it may be possible to capture a wormhole and enlarge it many trillions of times to make it big enough for a human or even a spaceship to enter. I want to tell you guys, there's a wormhole in your belly. Why? Listen, this is a question I had with the Lord for years. Why does it say in Ephesians that inside us is the incomparably great power for us who believe? Inside you. That's overpowered, right? Like a miracle needs this amount of power. Tongues needs that amount of power. Creating trees needs that much of power. You hearing me? It takes energy to make matter, but he put in you incomparable power. And you see all these Christians lining up just so that the prophet can pat them. Pat, pat, double portion. Double portion. This is your year of financial breakthrough. Pat, pat. They fall over, get back up. Thank you. Thank you. You know, Ian Clayton told me, this is how I do warfare, he said. If I see a demonic thing, I open my belly and show them the future. He said it freaks them out. They run for miles. Whoa. We should learn to groan. We should learn to tap into frequency. Energy, vibration. But this doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't have to make sense. It's about frequency, energy, and vibration. Ooh, I'm talking about good vibrations. Ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh. You've probably never been in a meeting like this. See, it's got a life of its own now. Stand up for a second. Let's engage this. Put your hand on your belly. Feel the frequency of the incomparably great power for us who believe. It's a frequency, vibration, and energy. Ooh. Can you feel a frequency in your body? Tap into it now. Don't go into your mind. If you're going into mind, you're going into beta. Go into alpha, theta, and gamma. Out of your mind and into his. If I'm out of my mind, it's all God's fault. If I'm out of my mind, it's for God's glory. Check out the mind and check into the extestemi, beyond yourself. Turn off the mind now and engage, 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 and feel the frequency and the vibration moving through your body right now. Some of you might want to just hop a minute. Wow. Whoa. Whoa. How many of you are feeling that shift right now in your bodies? An energetic shift, untethering from the cares and worries of this world, different frequency. Your body's experiencing heaven from within you. Because the kingdom of heaven's within you, the heaven's within you, the eternity's within you. Who are we? What's in us? Arise and shine. Arise and shine. Feel the frequency. Move out of your, move out of busy beta. That's it. Whoa. Sense the vibration in your body. Feel the energy of grace, the energy of love, of immortality, the frequency of life in your body, the temple. He fills the temple with glory. I tell you what, this is not weird. This is heavenly. This is heavenly. We are learning new ways. You have to let go of the familiar old. You have to get rid of the pattern of how you've behaved because you are called into something huge. And that we're learning the technology of the groan, the sound of all creation and the energy system that's within us. Oh. And if your mind's getting in the way, just let it go like clouds and come back to the frequency of love, the frequency of life, the frequency of the new creation, the frequency of the spirit, the frequency of sonship, the frequency of heaven, the incomparably great power in us who believe, the vibration of life, the ecstasies of life. Tune into the frequency now. Move out of your thinking. Sense, feel the vibration of that inside of you is the Kainos creation. Inside of you is the Trinity. Inside of you is eternity. And we will tremble at His goodness in the last days, and we will open up our gates. We'll open up our doors. Lift up your head, O you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, and let the King of glory come. The Lord mighty in battle, mighty in victory, the mystery revealed, Christ in you. Arise and shine. Arise and shine. Arise and shine. Arise. Yes. Una machina masiena manane ne mane. Kumana sana maseya namason manane. Kumanana sana ne yana ne yana ne. Release your sound, release your sound. Kumanane yana na. Kumanane yana mana yana ne mana yana ma yene. Kumalale yala mo ye. Kumalale yamalale. Kumalale yala ma ye. Omale omale. Kuya la da ya la na nu ne, kuna na la la na 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 ye, kuma ya la ma ya na ma ne, kuma ma na na ya la ma ne, kuma na ne ye ye o ye, kuma na ne ye ye o ye, kuma na na ye la ma ne. So if anyone's in Christ, there's a new creation. You might as well enjoy it. You might as well enjoy it. You might as well enjoy it. Say to the person next to you, you might as well enjoy it. Okay. We're going to start wrapping up this session. Wrapped up in Christ. Defined by Christ, encircled, enfolded in mystical union with the divine. We've discovered ourselves. Now, wow. We've discovered ourselves to be located in Christ. We've discovered ourselves. We're making a discovery of our location, where we come from, who we are, and what we can do. Wow. Listen to this. Immense in mercy and with an incredible love. Immense in mercy and with an incredible love, he embraced us. He took our sin-dead lives and made us alive in Christ. He did this all on his own, with no help from us. Then he picked us up and set us down in highest heaven, in company with Jesus, our Messiah. Now God has us where he wants us. He has us where he wants us. So we're going to end tonight with one more meditation shift, okay? I'm going to teach you another ascension now for this last 10 minutes. We're going to do through the door. Jesus said this, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and go in and out and find pasture. Listen to that verse. I am the door. Whoever enters by me will be saved. So you've got to go through it. And he will go in and out, so you can shift dimensions whenever you want and find pasture. What's pasture? For a sheep, that's heaven. That's for everything a sheep he wants. That's everything a sheepie could ever want. Dimensional shift. And what does that link to? Green pastures. He's saying you're in Psalm 23 when you go through the door. Still waters, table of feasting, fills my cup. Death is a shadow, not a substance. And we can engage that realm. Now, religion blocks it. Jesus said this in Matthew. You stand before a crowd and block the door of the kingdom of heaven right in front of everyone. You won't enter the kingdom yourselves and you prevent others from doing so. That's religion. What is religion? A bouncer. But it's too late. It's too late for me because he's already put us there. It's too late. That bouncer's too late. 2,000 years ago, we bled into one. So this time we're going to try moving through the door. Now remember this, you are already relocated in Christ. What's the purpose of the door? To shift your awareness. Because you're already there. But what you're doing is you are using this technology of the door to move your conscious awareness into another realm and shift your brainwave patterns into alpha, theta, epsilon, gamma, expanded states, which we call ecstasis. And you're shifting through the technology that's already within you called Jacob's Ladder. So what we're going to do now, we're going to stand up for this once. We're going to do standing. Just relax now and stand firm but with your back relaxed. Soften your face. Now this is a good thing for heavenly realm encounters, is that you just smile. You just smile, you breathe and smile and you let go of fear. Now, some of you have got a trigger of fear which says you don't belong there, but that's your home and you do belong. It's where you come from. So it's like, are you sure I'm allowed there? It's too late. He scooped you up in himself. Okay, get over that. So what we're going to do is gently draw your attention to your breathing again. Why? Because it causes heart coherence with your brain and your hemisphere. So breathe deeply. You can even count 1, 2, 3, 4. So pause and let Let it go. Now we'll do it again. Breathe in. Now we can do it again. Just breathe in. And you can even do this. You can say his name, Yahweh. So you can breathe in, Yah. And again, Yah. And again. Now entangle more deeply into the presence. You can say this if you want. Jesus, I love you. You love me. We are one. Breathe in. Jesus, I love you. You love me. We are one. Holy Spirit, I love you. You love me. We are one. Papa, Daddy, I love you. I love you. You love me. Breathe. We are one. Breathing in, I love you. You love me. We are one. Now, we're going to go a bit deeper still. I want you to create a door with Jesus. This is your door with him, which you can use again after tonight. What does your door look like? What does it say on this? Your door with him. Mine says the way of love on it, because mysticism is the way of love, and that's what resonates for me. But maybe you want to create a door that's got colors, or you're welcome, or balloons, or it might be a simple door or light. Just create your door for a moment with Jesus. This is going to be a tool for you to engage shifting consciousness into the heavens. It's your door, and he wants you to love that door, because this is your life with him. He loves you, you love him, you are one. Okay. Can you see that door? And he's with you, remember, we're in him. He's with you. Holy Spirit's with you. You're in them. Now I want you to open your door and just follow him. Hold his hand and just go in. Go into the heavens now. And let go of here just for a minute. Your body's safe. You're safe. And breathe that realm in. And allow yourself to expand, because your frequency and energy here, you're the same substance as this realm, and just expand now and ascend into it and open your heart to the heavenly and allow it to penetrate your whole being. Expand in and swirl in and fly in and higher into the realm of life and love. Swirl in. Now, what do you sense and feel here? Don't so much try to think, because thinking isn't the way. Enjoying is the way. You taste and see. Perhaps you're aware of the cloud of witnesses, even your family. Perhaps you can sense your angels and the angels there, or you can hear music. Open your heart to the heavenly. Oh, perhaps you want to just really look at Jesus. I love his blue eternal eyes. Expand, breathe, be. Expand, breathe, be. Wide open. Wide open. Breathing in. Rest. Energy, life. You can say this if you want. I am home. I belong here. I'm from here. I live here. I am home. Now very gently. Come back through that beautiful door that you've created. Back in here with Jesus, in union with him. Touch your body. Maybe touch your chest. Oh, thank you. Gratitude keeps the door open. A thankful heart is an open heart. I love you. You love me. We are one. You just rub your face, come out of it. Wiggle your toes. This is called grounding. I learned you have to do this because sometimes when I'm in ascensions, I forget to do it and I can't hear people. So you just come out of it for a second. Sometimes you can't fully because the Lord's keeping you there. That's okay as well. He steals you. Especially if you do it a lot. But what I try to do then is I want to be present with you guys because this is also heavenly. So I bring myself out of it and I just kind of just feel your body for a second. Food sometimes helps. You know, and you come back. Wow, now sit down a second and tell the person next to you what just happened for you. What did you experience? Awesome. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I can see some of you had really beautiful experiences there. And some of you are still there. Some of you can't quite come back to the room. Some of you are still caught up. Wasn't that beautiful and so simple? Now that door is your door. You can use that door. Just remember with the door, don't just go into the door. Do the union first. Because that shifts you into the frequency of that realm. And you can use that door whenever you want. But always remember to go into the love realm first. The union first. Breathing love first. That's called being in the spirit. You come into the love realm. You enjoy God. You know you're loved. Then you just go. I'm just going to close a session with a prophetic word from Francis Metcalf from the Ladies of Gold. They had the most advanced community in the world that did this. They engaged heaven to the point that it blurred into the room, and they had a physical door in the room that went into heaven that you could see with your eyes. They had group teleportations. They had a purple swirling cloud with voices and lightning, and angels would come in the room. This happened for 40 years as sparks and form into full beings. They would get given clothes, they'd have heavenly ecstasies, they would be given money, they'd be teleported to nations, and for 40 years this happened. And Francis Metcalf, now Liz Wright has just bought that house where that all happened, and she's opening it up for vacations and retreats to go to the basement where all that happened. It's a huge miracle because they needed like 1.2 million to buy it, and God supernaturally provided the whole amount. And they put it in a trust, so Liz and Wes don't even own it. Is forever in the hands of God's people as a place where the Lord has amazing memories of people who wanted to feast on the realm of heaven. They had clothes given to them by heaven, clothes with intricate gold woven into it. They would just have full human manifestations of angels speaking face to face. She released this prophetic word. She said this, and I want you to take it for you. The prophets at times looked into these heavenly realms, but now this door is to be open to an entire company. It is to be open wide to a few first fruits of that company, then it's to be open to the entire sons of God, the bride company. Each one is to be taken up the golden stairway, up into the third heavens, some to a higher realms. Wow, there's higher realms than the third heavens. And some to the very throne. By the way of rapture, they're to have access to the heavenlies. They're to see and commune with the angels and saints, and are to see Jesus beyond the veil face to face, being changed into his likeness, fully united with him. I dare to believe what we're doing today is that. That it's not a thing that's happening there, it's happening here. And he's teaching us the secret of the stairs. And he's teaching us meditation and union and ascension, and technology's already in us. And that what she saw as an event is actually us coming fully alive, becoming what we truly are. For if anyone's in Christ, they're a new creature. They're a new creation. And it's already begun. Thank you, Father. So, Papa, I thank you for today. I thank you we're in the days of fulfillment, destiny, and breakthrough. It's happening right now. A new age, a kainos age, has already begun. I thank you for acceleration, illumination, transfiguration. Thank you, Lord, that we're in you and you're in us, and oneness will define the future. We love you, Lord. We love you. How many of you guys still feel like you're being caught up into it, even while we're praying again? Because the pathway's there. It's like you could go back in, see now. You've got your secret stairs. It's not a secret now, it's just a stairs. It's just a stairs. In your heart. Amen. Thanks for coming, guys. Thank you for being a part of today. We love you. We appreciate you. Thank you.